This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, a majlis of dhikr, a majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Limada? Because we want to understand the noble Quran, because we want to understand the ahadith of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِأَنَّهَا لُغَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ Because it is the language of al-Islam. What? The Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Walhamdulillah, in this majlis, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will be covering lesson number 30 of Medina Arabic book 3, insha'Allah, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. We hope that we will complete lesson number 30 in this majlis. But before that, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, some muraja'ah. Ma ma'na muraja'ah? Muraja'ah means revision. We will be covering revision of lesson 26 and 27 of Medina Arabic book 2 bi-ithnillahi ta'ala walhamdulillah. So in lesson number 26 of book 2, we learned about verbs that have weak letters in them. So we have mithal, which is mu'tal al-fa. So the fa kalima, the first letter in the three letter verb, it has a waw or a ya. وقف يقف وقف جيد. We also have أجوف where the عين كلمة, the middle letter, the عين كلمة is a واو or a يا. Then we have ناقص where معتل اللام, that the لام كلمة is a واو or a يا. Then we also have sometimes that there are two radicals which are weak, and this is called لفيف. لفيف. In this lesson, we went through those examples. وزن يزن. Wazana yazinu. So this is the mudari of the mithal. In this lesson, we cover the mithal. So the waw is dropped in the mudari. Wazana yazinu. Waqafa yaqifu. The waw disappears. The weak letter disappears. Waqafa becomes yaqifu. Waqafa yaqifu. Wazana yazinu. Excellent. We also learned in this letter about the tasghir. Fu'il. Fu'il for tasghir. This is for endearment. You want to show like love and affection. So you have the tasghir. And you can also use the tasghir form for tahqir. Tahqir, where you're belittling somebody. You don't say to him, ya rajul, but rather rujail. Rujail, you're a small man. You are half a man. Allahu musta'an. So we have Hassan, Hussein, we have Abd, Ubaid, and this tasghir fu'il form is used either for endearment, love, and affection, or it's used for tahqir, tahqir, where you're belittling somebody, looking down upon them. Allahu musta'an. We also learned the form, for example, yajibu alayya an adhhaba ila al-madrasati. It's upon me, incumbent upon me, an adhhaba, that I must go to madrasa. We also learnt about different forms of the masdar, the scale, fu'ulun, fu'ulun, khurujun, khurujun, ruku'un, ruku'un. We also have fi'alun, nikahun, nikahun. We have fa'alun, fa'alun, dhahabun, dhahabun. Excellent. Ha huwa dha, ha huwa dha, and ha huwa dhi, ha huwa dhi. Here it is. This is when you are searching for something, you are looking for something, and suddenly it appears. Suddenly it appears. So you say, ha huwa dha, where's Ahmed, where's Ahmed? We're all looking for Ahmed. And then suddenly Ahmed opens the door and enters. We say, ha huwa dha, ha huwa dha. Here he is. Excellent. In lesson number 27, we covered the mu'tal of ayn and also the ajwaf. We have zara yazuru, zara yazuru, zara he visited, yazuru he is visiting, ba'a yabi'u, qala yaqulu. Excellent. We learnt about like the sentence, wallahi laqad kittu amutu, والله لقد, we bring in this لقد, والله لقد كدت أموت, والله I was about to die. So if we have a قسم and then we have an affirmative past tense verb, then we bring in the word لقد to emphasize. We bring in this لقد to show the emphasis. والله لقد كدت. So كدت is past tense and it's affirmative, and so we bring in the لقد. والله لقد كدت أموت. والله I was about to die. But if it is in the negation, negative, then we do not bring in this لقد. We just say, for example, والله ما أكلت, والله I didn't eat, والله ما ذهبت, والله I didn't go. جميل. We also covered in this lesson ظن, and ظن affects two objects. There are two مفعول بهيز when we use ظن. أظن الجو جميلا, أظن الجو جميلا, أظن الجو جميلا, أظن الجو جميلا. I think, I feel, I suspect that the weather is beautiful. أظن الجو جميلا, excellent. Also, أظن الباب مغلقا, أظن الباب مغلقا. I think, I feel, I suspect that the door is locked, that the door is locked. أظن الباب مغلقا, excellent. So بابا is one مفعول and مغلقا is another مفعول. We can also say the sentence in a different way. We could say, for example, أظن أن الباب مغلق. أظن, we're bringing أن. أظن أن الباب مغلق. أظن أن الجو جميل. Excellent. We learnt about حيث. حيث means wherever. Wherever. اجلس حيث تشاء. Sit wherever you want. Wherever you want. Excellent. لا ينبغي هذا. لا ينبغي هذا. It's not proper to do that. لا ينبغي هذا. It's not proper to do that. That's that phrase. لا ينبغي. لا ينبغي. Excellent. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Let's get back to our main course, and that is Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 30. والحمد لله. In this lesson, inshallah, we'll be covering something called the تمييز. تمييز. This is the noun which is used to specify or to define. Example, شربت لتراً. I drank a liter. شربت لتراً. لتراً of what? A liter of what? شربت لتراً حليباً. حليباً. So our حليباً here, it specifies, it defines, and thus it's called the تمييز. We find the تمييز can be divided into two categories. We have the تمييز of that, and we have the تمييز of نسبة. And we'll go through them بإذن الله تعالى. They do explain it in the lesson, inshallah. We'll find, for example, like the تمييز of that, they usually come after words denoting quantity, either in number or capacity, volume, or for example weight, or for example meterage, and we'll see many examples بإذن الله تعالى. In this lesson we also cover the masdar on the scale of فعلٌ, like شكرٌ. In this lesson, we also cover another form of the تعجب, فعل تعجب, where you are amazed and surprised by something. We learnt about ما أجمل النجوم, ما أجمل النجوم, ما أجمل النجوم, the how beautiful the stars are, exclamation mark. How beautiful the stars are, with an exclamation mark at the end. So that's one form, mashallah. Another form is like أكثر بالنجوم, أكثر بالنجوم, أكثر بالنجوم, with the exclamation mark, which means how numerous the stars are, how numerous the stars are. أجمل بالنجوم, أجمل بالنجوم, أجمل بالنجوم, how beautiful the stars are. So you could say ما أجمل النجوم, or أجمل بالنجوم, أجمل بالنجوم, and they both mean the same thing بإذن الله تعالى. So يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, let us begin with lesson number 30, الدرس الثلاثون المدرس اشتريت الاشياء المطلوبه Did you purchase the items which we need, which we requested? لصنع اللوحات to make صنع to make لصنع اللوحات to make the لوحات What's the لوحات? لوحات are the either the paintings or the boards, the notice boards, etc. You can all call this. You can call them the لوحات. لوحات النحوية so they are the grammar لوحات probably like posters or paintings which have all of the grammar tables in them يا أحمد again اشتريت الأشياء المطلوبة did you purchase the items requested لصنع اللوحات to make the لوحات النحوية to make the لوحات of grammar يا أحمد so أحمد says نعم اشتريت مترين اشتريت مترين ورقا اشتريت مترين ورقا I purchased 2 meters of paper اشتريت مترين 2 meters of what ورقا so ورقا here ورقا is our تميز تميز of that تميز of that مترين is indicating number indicating like quantity etc اشتريت مترين ورقا I purchased 2 meters of paper وخمسة عشر قلما and 15 pens قلما here قلما is also our تمييز خمسة عشر قلما خمسة عشر قلما بأحجام بأحجام وألوان مختلفة أحجام sizes dimensions حجم بأحجام وألوان مختلفة in different sizes different dimensions and different colors They are of different sizes and different colors. One more time. نعم اشتريت مترين ورقا وخمسة عشر قلما. So قلم, قلم is masculine. So our number before it will be feminine. خمسة, خمسة عشر قلما بأحجام وألوان مختلفة. جميل. المدرس تعال يا علي. تعال يا علي. Come أو علي. اكتب هذه الآيات على السبورة اكتب هذه الآيات على السبورة write these verses on the board علي ليكتبها أحمد فإنه أحسن مني خطا so علي says ليكتبها ليكتبها أحمد فإنه أحسن مني خطا rather that Ahmed should write it because he is better than me in writing. In terms of writing, his writing is better than mine. لِيَكْتُبْهَا أَحْمَدُ فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنِّي خَطًّا He is better than me, خَطًّا in terms of writing, in matters related to writing. And so خَطًّا here, this is also our تَمِيز and this is what we call تَمِيز النِّسْبَة. That in relation to writing, he is better than me. يَكْتُبُهَا أَحْمَدُ يَكْتُبُهَا أَحْمَدُ Ahmed then writes. Then the مدرس says, اقرأ هذه الآيات يا زهير. اقرأ هذه الآيات يا زهير. It could be زهير or the name could be زهير. زهير. So زهير says, ليقرأها حامد. Rather حامد should recite. He should read. فإنه أحسننا تلاوة. فإنه أحسننا تلاوة. He is the best of us. In terms of recitation, in terms of reading, بِنِسْبَةِ التِّلَاوَة In relation to reading, reciting, he's better than us. This is what we call تَمِيز النِّسْبَة In relation to us, he's better in what? In the manner of reading, in the manner of recitation. لِيَقْرَأْهَا حَامِدٌ فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُنَا تِلَاوَةً وَأَجْمَلُنَا صَوْتًا وَأَجْمَلُنَا صَوْتًا وَأَجْمَلُنَا صَوْتًا And the most beautiful of us in terms of voice, in terms of sound, in terms of voice, he is the best from amongst us in terms of the beauty of his voice, mashallah. Again, ليقرأها حامد فإنه أحسننا تلاوة وأجملنا صوتا. ما شاء الله. Hamid says, بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة, after استعاذة, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, والبسملة, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ومن أحسن, and who is better, قولا, in statement, ممن دعا إلى الله, than the one who calls to Allah, وعمل صالحا, not only does he call to Allah, but he also does good deeds, وقال إنني من المسلمين, and he says, indeed, verily, no doubt, I am from the Muslims. Subhanallah, Allah make us from amongst them. Again, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. جميل. And then the other verse, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, and whoever does, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, the weight of an atom, خَيْرًا, of goodness, of khair, of good, yarahu, he will see it. Whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it. Dharra here means anything super tiny, anything super tiny. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, he will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, and whoever does a small tiny amount of evil will also see it. Allahu musta'an. Again, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Allah musta'an. This مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, this is also tamiz of that. مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا and مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا. This is our tamiz of that. جيد. المدرس ما شاء الله أحسن بك قارئا, أحسن بك قارئا, that what a good قاري you are, what a good قاري you are. ملأ الله قلبك, may Allah fill your heart سرورا, with happiness, كما ملأت, as you filled قلوبنا, as you filled our hearts, بهجة, with joy, وسرورا, and happiness. اقرأ الحديث يا علي. Again, ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. أحسن بك قارئا, that what a good قارئ you are. ملأ الله قلبك, ملأ الله قلبك سرورا, كما ملأت قلوبنا بهجة وسرورا. اقرأ الحديث يا علي. أو علي, read the hadith. So علي reads, عن نافع عن عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما, upon both of them, upon Abdullah ibn Umar and his father Umar ibn al-Khattab. جميل. أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بزكاة الفطر, our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered زكاة الفطر, صاعا, what quantity? A صاع, that's the measure of volume, صاعا من تمر, of dates, أو صاعا من شعير, or a صاع of شعير. What is شعير? Sha'ir is barley. Sha'ir is barley. So a saw of dates or a saw of barley. Rawahu al-Shaykhan, reported by the two sheikhs, meaning Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, wa ghayrihima, and others besides them. So this was the passage between the teacher, Ahmed, Ali, we had Zahir, we had Hamid, mashaAllah, walhamdulillah. Let us begin the exercises. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. ما الأشياء التي اشتراها أحمد لصنع اللوحات النحوية؟ What are the items that Ahmed purchased to make up those posters or those paintings or those tables? لوحات النحوية, the grammar tables, the grammar charts. What are the items that he required? What are the items that he purchased? جواب, اشترى أحمد مترين ورقا. اشتريت أحمد مترين ورقا. وخمسة عشر قلما وخمسة عشر قلما بأحجام وألوان مختلفة of different sizes, dimensions and colors. Again, اشترى أحمد مترين ورقا وخمسة عشر قلما بأحجام وألوان مختلفة. جميل. Number two. من الذي كتب الآيات على السبورة؟ من الذي كتب الآيات على السبورة؟ Who's the one who wrote the verses on the board? هو أحمد. هو أحمد. Or you could give a long answer. أحمد هو الذي كتب الآيات على السبورة. ما شاء الله. من الذي قرأها؟ من الذي قرأها؟ So the one who wrote it on the board was Ahmed. And who's the one who read it, who recited it? من الذي قرأها؟ Who's the one who read it? جواب هو حامد. هو حامد. Or a longer answer would be حامد هو الذي قرأها. حامد هو الذي قرأها. جميل. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. Then they state for us that اشتريت مترين ورقا. هنا ورقا is what we call the تمييز. تمييز. جيد. It is brought there to specify and to define. To specify and define. اشتريت مترين ورقا. هنا ورقا تمييز. تمييز. التمييز اسم نكرة. It's a noun. It is nakira, no alif and lam, etc. It is indefinite. متضمن معنى. It has the meaning built into it of min, from. جيد. So مترين ورقا basically means 2 meters of ورقة, 2 meters of paper, 2 meters from paper. من لبيان ما قبله من إجمال. It's brought there to give بيان, to give an explanation of what was mentioned before but might not have been so clear. جيد. He drank 2 liters. 2 liters of what? 2 liters of milk to purchase 2 meters. 2 meters of what? Of ورقان. Excellent. Examples. عندي متر حرير. عندي متر حرير. I have a meter of silk. حسن حامد خلقا. حسن حسن حامد خلقا. This here is what we call the تمييز of that. That حامد is good. He is حسن. He is good in relation to character. In relation to character, he is very good, mashallah. Maybe handwriting is bad. Maybe running is not good. Maybe cycling is poor. But when it comes to character, he is very good. So, حسن حامد خلقا. حسن حامد خلقا. In relation to خلق, character, he is great. فتقدير الجملتين. عندي, technically the تقدير, the not mentioned would be like عندي متر من حرير. It's understood like عندي متر من حرير. عندي, I have a meter from silk. I have a meter of silk. حسن حامد من جهة خلقه. That حامد is good من جهة, from the direction, in relation to خلقه, in relation to his character. حسن is good. Who's good? حامد is good. حامد is great. من جهة, from the direction, in relation to, from the angle, خلقه, his character. So in relation to character, حامد's character is very good. التمييز نوعان. There are 2 types. تمييز الذات and تمييز النسبة. Number one, تمييز الذات, relation to quantity and numbers, etc. هو الواقع بعد المقادير. It is mentioned after مقادير, after like amounts. جيد. والمقادير أربعة أنواع. There are 4 categories of the مقادير. Number one, العدد, numbers. Example, يا أبتي إني رأيت. Oh my beloved father, إني رأيت. I have seen. أحد عشر, 11. كوكبا. So كوكبا here, this is تمييز. This is تمييز. And what type of تمييز? تمييز الذات. Because Otherwise, I saw 11. 11 what? 11 كوكباً. 11 planets. جميل. كم كتاباً قرأت؟ كم كتاباً قرأت؟ How many books you have read? If you just said how many you have read, what are you talking about? Magazines, books, papers? What are you talking about? كم كتاباً قرأت؟ كم كتاباً قرأت؟ كم كتاباً قرأت؟ Excellent. Number two. الممسوحات. عندي ذراع أرضا. عندي ذراع أرضا. Now this is to do with like meterage. عندي ذراع. I have a hand span. عندي ذراع أرضا. أرضا. I have a hand span of land. عندي ذراع. ذراع of what? أرضا. من أرض. Remember, you can also understand it as عندي ذراع من أرض. من أرض of land, of earth. جيد. Number three. Number three. مكيلات. This is your measure of volume. أعطيته صاعا تمرا. أعطيته صاعا تمرا. I gave him a صاع of dates. أعطيته صاعا تمرا. I gave him a صاع of what? Of what? تمرا. تمرا. Excellent. موزونات. This is the measure of weight. Example, عندك رطل سمنا. عندك رطل سمنا. عندك رطل سمنا. رطل, this is like a measure of weight. Do you have a رطل of سمنا? A رطل is a pound. رطل is a pound. And سمنا, this could be margarine. This could also be a pound of flesh. جيد, generally like the fat on the flesh there. So this is most likely margarine that he is requesting. So again, عندك رطل سمنا. Do you have a pound of margarine or do you have a pound of flesh? ويلحق به الدال على ما يشبه المقدار. And similar to this, that which is very similar to like these type of numbers and pounds, etc. Example, ما كان في السماء قدر راحة سحابا. ما كان في السماء. ما كان في السماء. There was not in the sky. قدر راحة سحابا. قدر راحة. قدر راحة means the measure of the palm. قدر راحة. راحة is your hand. Your hand, your palm. جيد. So there's not in the sky the amount of a hand of clouds. There's not even in the sky the amount of a hand span in terms of clouds. There's no clouds in the sky. Not even a small tiny amount like that. Again. ما كان في السماء قدر راحة سحابا. There was not in the sky. There was not in the sky even a hand span worth of clouds. عندي جرة ماء. أريد كيسا دقيقا. I have a jar of water. أريد كيسا دقيقا. I want a packet of flour. دقيق flour. I want a packet of flour. I have the water. I need a packet of flour. جميل. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى. So here, فمن يعمل, whoever does, مثقال ذرة, the atom's weight, خيراً of good, يره, he will see it. So these three here, they don't fall directly under the مقادير in terms of number or in terms of weight, in terms of volume, but they are very, very similar. And so the same ruling applies to them. حكمه, ruling. يجوز نصبه, example. It's allowed to put it in the نصب form, منصوب form. عندي متر حريراً. عندي متر حريراً. عندي متر حريراً. I have a meter of silk. It's also permissible to add in the min, and then it will be مجرور. عندي متر من حرير. عندي متر من حرير. عندي متر من حرير. Excellent. Also permissible, جره بالإضافة. You can also have it that it is مجرور because of it being مضاف إليه. Example, عندي متر حرير. عندي متر حرير. ما شاء الله, three options. عندي متر حرير. عندي متر من حرير، عندي متر حرير، ما شاء الله، all allowed. وقد يضاف الدال على المقدار إلى غير التمييز. Example: ما في السماء قدر راحة سحابا. As we discussed previously also, فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا. So these are examples of those similar to the maqadir, but they are not exactly, and thus they will follow the same rules as the maqadir, inshaAllah. فلن يقبل من أحدهم, it will not be accepted from any of them, ملء الأرض, the full of this world, ذهبا. That if they try to ransom themselves and they bring the entire earth full of gold in exchange to ransom themselves, it will not be accepted from them. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من استطاع ألا يحال بينه, whoever has the ability to not prevent between him and بين الجنة, not prevent between him and Jannah, بملء كف من دم هراقه فليفعل. That whoever has the ability to ensure that there doesn't come between him and paradise something which prevents him, what's this prevention? بملء كف من دم, that he spilt a handspan من دم of blood. هَرَاقَهُ هَرَاقَهُ spilt فَلْيَفْعَلْ. So basically, whoever has the ability to ensure that there doesn't come between him and Jannah the false spilling of somebody's blood, then do that. Then ensure that this doesn't happen and become a barrier from you entering into paradise. Basically, don't kill anyone. Basically, don't spill anyone's blood unjustly. Why? Because then there will be a barrier between yourself and your entry into paradise. So this was all the tamiz of that. Then we have the tamiz an-nisba in relation to X, Y, and Z. هو ما فسر جملة مبهمة النسبة. That it explains some relation between objects, between items, something which is ambiguous. So this tamiz an-nisba, it explains when you say that so-and-so is better than the other, better in what respect? Example: حسن هذا الطالب خلقا. The student is good in relation to character, with regards to character. فإن نسبة الحسن إلى الطالب مبهمة. Because the matter of him being good in what respect? It is ambiguous. It's مبهمتون. It's not مبين. It's not clear and explicit. تحتمل أمورا كثيرة. That it could mean many things. It could mean that he is better in many respects. فجاء التمييز خلقا. And so the تمييز خلقا, it came and it explained matters. لإزالة هذا الإبهام. It came and it removed the إبهام. إبهام meaning that ambiguity. من تمييز النسبة ما كان أصله فاعلا. Sometimes the تمييز النسبة, it was originally a فاعل. Example: حسن الطالب خلقا. حسن الطالب خلقا. تقديره حسن خلق الطالب. حسن خلق الطالب. That the student's manners are good, that the student's behavior etiquettes are good. وَمِنْهُ مَا كَانَ أَصْلُهُ مَفْعُولًا. And some of this tamiz and nisba, sometimes its asl is the maf'ool. Example: وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. That we made water gush forth out of the land. That these springs, they gushed forth water coming out from the land. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. جميل. تقديره فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ. فَجَّرْنَا عُيُونَ الْأَرْضِ. حكمه أنه منصوب ولا يجوز جره. فيه تفصيل ستدرسه فيما بعد إن شاء الله. And there's other details that you will learn about later on إن شاء الله. جميل. استخرج ما في الدرس من أمثلة التمييز واذكر نوع كل واحد منها. They want us to look into the passage, the exercise, pull out the different tamiz and what's the difference between them, the tamiz al-that and the tamiz al-nisba. And so pick out all of the tamiz in the lesson, inshallah. And we've already gone through many of them. Nonetheless, let us go through the lesson bi-ithnillahi ta'ala and pull out those tamiz. So we find, for example, mitraini waraqan, mitraini waraqan, mitraini ورقا. تمييز الذات, تمييز الذات, to do with number. خمسة عشر قلما, خمسة عشر قلما, خمسة عشر قلما. تمييز الذات, to do with dimension, to do with numbers. أحسن مني خطا, أحسن مني خطا, that he's better than me in terms of writing, in relation to the matter of handwriting, he's better than me. تمييز النسبة. أحسننا تلاوة, أحسننا تلاوة, the best of us in recitation. تمييز النسبة. وأجملنا صوتا, وأجملنا صوتا, the most beautiful of us in voice. تمييز النسبة again. أحسن قولا, أحسن قولا, again تمييز النسبة. Who is the best, who is better than the one who calls to Allah, and he أحسن قولا, أحسن قولا, تمييز النسبة. مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى, تمييز الذات. مثقال ذرة شرا يرى, تمييز الذات. ملأ الله قلبك سرورا, may Allah fill your heart with happiness. تمييز النسبة, تمييز النسبة. ملأ الله قلبك سرورا, كما ملأت قلوبنا بهجة وسرورا, again here تمييز النسبة, تمييز النسبة. كما ملأت قلوبنا بهجة وسرورا, جميل. Then we had صاع من تمر, صاع من تمر, تمييز الذات, numbers etc, volume, volume, مكاييل. صاع من شعير, صاع من شعير, this is also تمييز الذات because this is the مقادير, this is the volume, والحمد لله. Then they ask us in the next exercise, exercise number 4, عين التمييز فيما يلي واذكر نوعه, that they want us to go through these, how many examples, they give us 8 examples, and pull out the tamiz from all of these sentences, insha'Allah. Number 1, insha'Allah, أنا أكبر منك سنا, أنا أكبر منك, I'm bigger than you, أنا أكبر منك, in what? سنن, أنا أكبر منك سنن. So سنن is our تمييز النسبة. Excellent. Number 2, اشتري كيلو غراما, كيلو غراما سكرا, purchase 1 kilogram of sugar, ولترين لبنا, ولترين لبنا, purchase 1 kilogram of sugar and 2 liters of yogurt, 2 liters of yogurt. This laban, laban is your yogurt or your sour milk. Halib is your ordinary normal milk, insha'Allah. So again, we find there, kilo graman sukkaran is our tamiz at that. Ishtari kilo graman sukkaran walitraini labanan. Jameel. Number 3, qara'tu 20 صفحة, قرأت 20 صفحة, قرأت 20 صفحة, I read 20 pages. So our صفحة 20 صفحة, تمييز الذات. Take note, in our previous example we also had لتريني لبنا, that's also a تمييز of that. لتريني لبنا, لتريني لبنا, جميل. Number 4, طاب المدرس نفسا, طاب المدرس نفسا, طاب المدرس نفسا. The teacher is good in relation to his nafs, with regards to his nature, he is good. طاب المدرس نفسا, that the teacher is good in regards to his nafs, with regards to his nature. Jameel. Number 5, and that there obviously is our tamiz al-nisba. Next one. غرست البلدية الشوارع شجرا, غرست البلدية. The municipality, they planted, they غرست, they planted. الشوارع, they planted on where? On the streets. They planted the streets شجرا, with trees, mashallah. So what we have here, we have تمييز النسبة. تمييز النسبة. غرست الشوارع, غرست الشوارع شجرا. Or غرست البلدية الشوارع شجرا. تمييز النسبة. Number 6. ومن أحسن من الله حكما. ومن أحسن من الله حكما. This is تمييز النسبة again. And who is أحسن, who is better than Allah حكما, in ruling, in legislation. Who's better than Allah سبحانه وتعالى in legislation. Number 7. كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا. كالذين من قبلكم, like the people, like the ones before you people, كانوا, they were أشد منكم, they were much stronger than you people. أشد منكم قوة, they were more severe than you people in terms of قوة, in terms of strength, they had greater strength. وأكثر أموالا, and more wealth. وأولادا, and children and offspring. Like the ones who came before you people, they were stronger in terms of physical strength. They had more wealth and they had a lot of children, more than you people. جيد. كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا. So what's our تمييز? أشد منكم قوة. أشد منكم قوة, قوة. جيد. تمييز النسبة. That in relation to you people, they had greater strength. And the next one. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. رفيقا. حسن أولئك رفيقا. And what good company they are. That what good company they are. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. And they are the best of company. In relation to company, they are the best, mashallah. تمييز النسبة. This is from the last words that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited before he had passed away. مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That the angel asked him, do you want to pass away now or still live? And so he said, مَعَ الَّذِينَ, with those, مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from the Anbiya. والصديقين, from the truthful ones. والشهداء, the martyrs. والصالحين, and the righteous ones. وحسن أولئك رفيقا, that they are the best of company. They are the best of company. Subhanallah. Allah resurrect all of us in their company. Ya Abdallah, ya Amat Allah. Exercise number 5. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بتمييز مناسب. That you complete the sentence with an appropriate تمييز, inshallah. Number 1. اشتريت مترا. اشتريت مترا of what? اشتريت مترا قماشا. اشتريت مترا قماشا. اشتريت مترا قماشا. I bought a meter of fabric. Number 2. املأ الكوبة. املأ الكوبة. Fill the cup. املأ الكوبة ماء, with water. املأ الكوبة حليبا. املأ الكوبة لبنا. Fill the cup with لبن. Fill the cup with حليب. Fill the cup with water. املأ الكوبة عصيرا, with juice. ما شاء الله. Number 3. حامد أكثر الطلاب something. حامد أكثر الطلاب what? حامد is the most student what? حامد أكثر الطلاب نشاطا. حامد is the most active student. حامد أكثر الطلاب كسلا. He is the laziest from the students. الله مستعان. حامد أكثر الطلاب نشاطا. حامد أكثر الطلاب نشاطا. ما شاء الله. Number 4. من أحسنكم, who's the best of you people. من أحسنكم what? من أحسنكم خطا. من أحسنكم خطا, who's the best of you in terms of handwriting, in relation to handwriting. من أحسنكم حفظا, Who is the best of you in relation to memorization? من أحسنكم قراءة? Who is the best of you in terms of reading? ما شاء الله. Number 5. أريد كيلو غراما. أريد كيلو غراما. أريد كيلو غراما ذهبا. I want a kilogram of gold. أريد كيلو غراما ذهبا. أريد كيلو غراما سكرا. I want a kilogram of sugar. جميل. Exercise number 6. عندي صاع بر. عندي صاع بر. I have a saw of bur. I have a saw of bur. What is bur? Bur is wheat. Wheat. جيد. اجعل التمييز في هذه الجملة مجرورا بمن مرة وبالإضافة مرة أخرى. So change the sentence. Remember we learned that there are different ways that you could construct the sentence with this تمييز. You could say like here. عندي صاع بر. عندي صاع بر. Another way. عندي صاع من بر. عندي صاع من بر. عندي صاع من بر. Excellent. And another option. عندي صاع بر. عندي صاع بر. عندي صاع بر. ما شاء الله. So number one, where we have the تمييز clear. عندي صاع بر. Number 2, where we use the word min. عندي صاع من بر. And number 3, مضاف مضاف إلي. عندي صاع بر. صاع بر. Excellent. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 7. صنع مصدر صنع يصنع. He made. صنع he made. يصنع he is making. وهو على وزن فعل. هات مصادر الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعل. Provide the مصادر of the following. So, verbal noun. شرب يشرب. And its مصدر is شرب. شرب يشرب شرب. شرب he drank. يشرب he is drinking currently. And شرب the act of drinking. شرب يشرب شكر يشكر شكر شكر شكر. He gives a lot of شكر. Thanks. شكر. ود يود ود. ود. And its master is ود. ود is this love. ود love. There's a lot of ود between these people, mashallah. ود is love, friendship, affection. جميل. So ود its master is ود. ود. And then the next one is زهد يزهد زهد. زهد. When you're not interested in the matters of the dunya, you have it in your hand, you don't have it in your hand, all the same. Walhamdulillah. That the dunya, it might be in your hand, but it's not in your heart. It's not in your heart. Jayid. So, زهد. زهد. And then, سكرة. سكرة. And its master is سكر. سكر. That he is سكران. سكر. سكر. Is this intoxication. Intoxication. Exercise number 8. تمرين شفوي. Oral exercise. يقول كل طالب. Every student says. زميلي أحسن الطلاب. My colleague is the best student. In relation to what? زميلي أحسن الطلاب خلقا. The my colleague is the best student in relation to character. زميلي أحسن الطلاب كتابة. My colleague is the best student in relation to writing. زميلي أحسن الطلاب حفظا. My colleague is the best student in terms of memorization, in terms of character, in terms of recitation, قراءة, etc. Number 9. للتعجب صيغتان. That this like wow and amazement type of phrase. ما أفعله. ما أفعله. ما أفعله. That's the scale. And then there's a new scale that we will learn now. أفعل به. أفعل به. Both of them have the exclamation marks attached to them. Example. ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. What a beautiful car. How beautiful this car is. ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. Another way of saying this would be أجمل بالسيارة. أجمل بالسيارة. أجمل بالسيارة means the same thing. different type of construction. وفي التنزيل in the Noble Quran, أبصر به وأسمع. So the second form here is mentioned in the Noble Quran, أبصر به وأسمع. أبصر به وأسمع. That how clear his sight and how clear his hearing! Exclamation mark. How clear his sight and how clear his hearing! أبصر به وأسمع. أبصر به وأسمع. The other verse, أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا. أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا. How clearly they shall hear and how clearly they shall see يوم يأتوننا, on the day that they come to us. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So here, how clearly they shall hear and how clearly they shall see on the day that they return to us. That maybe in the dunya, they were not seeing clearly, they were not hearing clearly, they were not listening to the Anbiya, they were not listening to the Quran, not listening to the Rusul, etc. They were not seeing the truth. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when they meet up with Allah, then, on that day, they shall hear very clearly and they shall see very clearly. The third one. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. That how bold they are to encounter the fire. How bold they are to want to enter into the fire. That how much of patience they observe because they want the fire. Allahu musta'an. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. That how patient they are upon the fire. That they want the fire. They're bold to go into the fire. Allahu musta'an. تعجب مما يأتي مستعملا فعل التعجب. And so they want you to adjust the following sentences accordingly, inshallah. Number one, كثرة النجوم. كثرة النجوم. كثرة النجوم. Change it. ما أكثر النجوم. That's the first option. ما أكثر النجوم. ما أكثر النجوم. And the second version, أكثر بالنجوم. أكثر بالنجوم. أكثر بالنجوم. Excellent. What does it mean? How many the stars are. How many the stars are, mashallah. جيد. Number two. سهولة اللغة العربية. جيد. سهولة. The ease of the Arabic language. And so let's make it with the فعل تعجب. ما أسهل اللغة العربية. ما أسهل اللغة العربية. How easy the Arabic language is. ما أسهل اللغة العربية. And the other version, أسهل باللغة العربية. أسهل باللغة العربية. How easy the Arabic language is. أسهل باللغة العربية. Number three, بعد السماء. بعد السماء. The distance of the sky. بعد السماء. ما أبعد السماء. ما أبعد السماء. ما أبعد السماء. The how far the sky is. How far the sky is. أبعد بالسماء. أبعد بالسماء. أبعد بالسماء. How far or how distant the sky is. Number four, حسن اللبني. حسن اللبني. حسن اللبني. Good yogurt. ما أحسن اللبن. ما أحسن اللبن. ما أحسن اللبن. How good the لبن is. أحسن باللبني. أحسن باللبني. أحسن باللبني. Oh, how good the لبن is, mashallah. Number five, قرب الامتحان. قرب الامتحان. The examination's close. ما أقرب الامتحان. ما أقرب الامتحان. ما أقرب الامتحان. Oh, how close the examination is. ما أقرب الامتحان. ما أقرب الامتحان. And the other option, the other version would be أقرب بالامتحان. أقرب بالامتحان. أقرب بالامتحان. How close the examination is! Exclamation mark. MashaAllah. Exercise number 10. The last exercise here. تأمل المثال ثم أدخل ملء في خمس جمل على غراره. So make up 5 sentences with this phrase. ملء. ملء or ملء. أريد ملء كف. أريد ملء كف سكرا. I want a handful of sugar. I want a handful of sugar. أريد ملء كف سكرا. جيد. Make up 5 similar sentences. أريد ملء كف سكرا. أريد ملء كف سكرا. I want a handful. Handful according to my hand of sugar. آتني ملء كف برا. آتني ملء كف برا. Give me a handful of wheat. بر wheat. آتني give to me ملء كف a handful of برا. Number 3. أخذت ملء كف رملا. أخذت ملء كف رملا. أخذت ملء كف رملا. I took a handful of sand, handful of sand. رمل, رمل, sand. أخذت ملء كف رملا. جميل. Number 4. كل ملء كفك. Eat a handful of رزا. كل ملء كفك رزا. كل ملء كفك رزا. Eat a handful of rice. Number 5. ليت لي ملء كفي ذهبا. Whoa, if only, but I had a handful of gold. لَيْتَ لِي مِلْءَ كَفِّي ذَهَبًا. لَيْتَ لِي مِلْءَ كَفِّي ذَهَبًا. لَيْتَ لِي مِلْءَ كَفِّي ذَهَبًا. Later, like regret. If only, but. لَيْتَ لِي مِلْءَ كَفِّي ذَهَبًا. If only, but I had a handful of gold. Allahu musta'an. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that we have completed lesson number 30. Walhamdulillah. Before we end off this majlis, we go through a prophetic hadith, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, from the book, 40 Ahadith, لتعليم اللغة العربية والتربية النبوية. 40 Ahadith related to learning the Arabic language and also related to Islamic Tarbiyah. Islamic Tarbiyah, mashaAllah. Hadith number 8. عن أبي مرثد الغنوي. أبي مرثد الغنوي. That's his name. أبي مرثد الغنوي. رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. He said I heard the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم saying لا تصلوا إلى القبور. لا تصلوا إلى القبور. لا تصلوا إلى القبور. لا تصلوا. Do not pray. All of you do not pray. إلى القبور. To a grave. ولا تجلسوا عليها. ولا تجلسوا عليها. And all of you do not sit. ولا تجلسوا. Do not sit عليha upon it. Don't pray towards a grave and do not sit on a grave. رواه مسلم. So what do we find here? صلى يصلي. صلى, he prayed. يصلي, he is praying. And you ordering somebody to pray, you would say صلى يا أخي. صلى, صلى, صلى يا أخي. جميل. القبور. القبور, the graves. And القبور, it's the plural for, what's the singular? القبر. القبر. القبر, one grave. القبر. And plural, قبور. جميل. جلس يجلس. He sat, he is sitting. جلس يجلس. جلس يجلس. Its master is جلوس. 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 Excellent. Some questions. ما حكم الصلاة إلى القبور؟ ما حكم الصلاة إلى القبور؟ What's the ruling? What's the حكم with regards to الصلاة إلى القبور, facing a grave? والجلوس عليها, and sitting on it. جواب, هو حرام. هو حرام. It is حرام. It is حرام. الصلاة إلى القبور محرم. والجلوس عليها أيضا محرم. That praying towards the grave is haram, and also sitting upon the grave is haram, as per this hadith. Number 2. أذكر حديثا في النهي عن الصلاة إلى القبور. Mention a hadith which discusses this matter, the issue of praying towards a grave. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصلوا إلى القبور ولا تجلسوا عليها. Do not pray towards a grave and do not sit upon it. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث؟ Who's the صحابي who narrated this حديث؟ لا تصلوا إلى القبور ولا تجلسوا عليها. جواب أبو مرثد الغنوي. أبو مرثد الغنوي. Excellent. من المحدث الذي أخرجه؟ Who's the محدث who recorded this حديث؟ إمام مسلم. إمام مسلم. What's the مفرد the singular of قبور؟ Many قبور one قبر. One قبر. Excellent. MashaAllah. I'll make a sentence with the word Salla. Muhammad Salla fil Masjidi. Muhammad Salla fil Masjidi. Muhammad prayed in the Masjid. Ma'al Jama'ati. With the Jama'a. MashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, with that, we will end off this majlis. We ask Allah to bless us. We ask Allah to keep us blessed. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah to accept our efforts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of the anbiya, the salihin, the righteous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our studies a means for us to enter into paradise in the company of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.